848 back with KYMN in the morning. Mr. Ryan Foley, you've got a friend to talk to here.
I sure do. We have Kelly Podracki here at the Northfield Union of Youth / The Key. How are you, Kelly?
I'm good.
Oops, hang on. Sorry, my bad. Try that again.
Good morning. Hello.
Oh, what is going on? Oh, let's try that. How about now?
Let's see.
Hey, there we go.
All right. Yay. Success. Right. Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Of course, always. So, June.
Wow.
Busy.
Indeed.
Yeah.
It is a busy month for us, for sure.
So we'd love to hear a little bit about what's happened so far with graduations and Pride in the Park. We'll kick it off with that.
Sounds good. Yeah. So we celebrate our graduates. And so every year we actually close the key so that all of our staff can go and cheer on and celebrate the young people walking across the stage. So we went to the ALC graduation, Arcadia, and the high school.
Amazing.
It's, yeah, super exciting. You know, it's a huge achievement, a lot of work. And for a lot of kiddos, you know, they've overcome some serious obstacles to cross that stage.
Yeah.
And so we just really like to go and celebrate them and cheer them on and be a support at the celebration.
That's wonderful. Yeah. Do you do any type of like graduation little like party at the key too?
We do.
Nice.
Yep. We just had our graduation party last week and super fun. We had cupcakes and fun food and decorations and all the things.
Yep. Yeah. Very cool. And you were also at Pride in the Park.
We were so fun handing out our cotton candy. Mm-hmm. Just a great event. It feels so good to be in community with everybody there.
Yeah.
We had our young people making the cotton candy, hanging it, you know, handing it out to everyone. So, yeah, really fun event.
Does it get kind of sticky and messy?
Oh, my goodness. It's such a mess. We all come home with, you know, sugar all over us, sticky hands. It's in our hair.
Yeah.
Yep. Absolutely.
But it looked like you had a lot of great foot traffic.
We did.
Yeah.
We did. And it's just a great opportunity for the kids to be there giving out cotton candy and to talk about our mission and who we are and just be in community with like-minded folks.
Yeah, absolutely. So in addition to those events, what else do you have coming up this month?
Yeah. So goodness, June Pride Month is amazing. We're grateful, of course, for community that supports us, but we've got fun ways for the community to come out and support NUI. And so Mrs. Moxie,
yes,
just one of my favorite humans.
Who's that? I've never heard of her.
No, not sure who that is. You don't know them either, right?
I mean, rings a bell. Yeah. I guess she kind of lives with me. You know?
Sort of, something like that.
Something like that.
Mrs. Moxie orchestrated, introduced us to Goodbye Blue Monday, who is now put on this fabulous Pride menu. And so they have these super fun drinks this month, and 50% of those proceeds are coming back to the key. As you know, we serve a really large demographic of queer youth in our space. So we will use those funds to support those young people. And then merchants came alongside. It kind of snowballed, and merchants said, hey, we'll match that. And so up to $500, merchants is going to match those drinks.
Yes.
And then Mrs. Moxie at her events this month, both at Eminent and at the Grand, is taking donations for the key. So a really incredible month to do some really fun things to support NUI.
Yes, absolutely. So I have to back up to Goodbye Blue Monday quick.
Sure.
Have you had a chance to try one of the drinks yet?
Okay, so listen.
I'm like, I know she's going to have an opinion on this.
The matcha that is on the menu is on the menu because it is a key favorite.
Ah.
Staff and youth
drink
that matcha drink on the regular. And so when we talked about the menu, we're like, the matcha has to make the menu.
Yeah.
So that is a personal favorite for all of us at the key.
Love it. I haven't had, so I've tried one of the drinks so far. It's their Lavender Fields one.
Yeah.
Which I was a little skeptical about because it's got some flavors that I wouldn't think would necessarily go together, but I got to try it the other day. Really good.
Super yummy, right?
Yeah.
I really enjoy the fojito.
Oh, yeah. I want to try that one next.
So good. Yeah. Super refreshing. Feels real summery.
I feel like that could be just like a great seasonal drink for them. So
100%.
Yeah, absolutely.
Sure.
Cool.
Yeah.
So we've got some fun events going on. And then there's also, speaking of fun events, the garage, or well, do you call it a garage sale?
It's Lighten
not a garage
Up.
Sale. Lighten Up sale.
Yes.
Yeah. But it's like a garage sale.
It is.
Yeah.
It's massive. So we partner with Carlton every year. And we have, goodness, I think it's like 18 shifts that we cover leading up to the sale.
Wow.
Yeah. And so each shift we have about 5 people there between staff, the board, youth, and the community. Mm-hmm. And we're prepping for the sale. We're hanging up jeans. We're sorting through bags. We're organizing to get ready for the event. So we're really doing the prep work leading up to it. And then once the sale happens, we get proceeds based upon how many volunteer hours we served.
And this is a rather unique sale because where are you getting all this stuff from?
Oh, my goodness. So it's all of the people at Carleton that are going home for the summer, that have graduated, that are moving on to different school or different opportunities. You would not believe the sheer volume of items at this sale. It's super fun. Our young people love it that volunteer there because when you volunteer, you also kind of get first dibs.
Nice.
And so you're allowed to take 5 clothing items and 5 non-clothing items during your shift. Mm-hmm. And so the young people at the Key, they're like, I got Doc Martens. I got Converse. They're coming home with really cool clothing items. Super fun. I don't know. I'm trying to think of, oh, there was a drum one of the kids came back with the other day.
Yeah.
Just, it's super fun. It's a really great way to volunteer and help us raise some money at the same time. So we have lots of volunteer slots still available.
Yeah.
Just a point of order. We were going to have Erica's wife, Jean Hatley, and Anika Richner on tomorrow to talk about the Lighten Up Garage sale.
Perfect. Yay. Very good.
All right.
So you get to find out even more about it. Also, I was actually just talking to Mayor's wife the other day, and she was telling me how they have found some incredible things when going through all this inventory. And it was a brand new Coach jacket. And I was like, are you kidding me? She goes, no, it was right there.
Yeah.
So she brought it down, I think, to the Thrifty Parrot or something, because then they're going to donate part of the proceeds from the sale.
Sure.
Yeah. So it's just super cool.
Incredible. Mm-hmm. Incredible. I mean, there's plenty of items that are brand new, still in packaging, clothes with tags still on them. We sometimes come across care packages that might have been sent to a student that were never really opened or unpacked. So you just never know what you're going to find. It's a fun shift to work. And so, if you go to our social media, our Facebook page, there's a Sign Up Genius, and you can click on that, and there's shifts still available to help volunteer. Okay.
Tell me again, when does it start?
Oh, goodness.
I'm sorry, Kelly.
I know.
Put me on the spot. Okay, never mind.
Right.
We'll ask.
Is it the 21st?
We'll ask our friends tomorrow.
We don't work the actual sale.
You just help get it ready.
Yeah, we just help get it ready. So I don't have those dates memorized. Now, I can tell you what shifts we have leading up. We have these 9 to noon shifts and these 1 to 4 shifts. But the actual sale date, goodness, 21st is in my head, but I could be completely wrong. We don't work the sale itself.
But people can still volunteer to help you guys out with this whole thing.
100%.
Throw out next week.
Yeah. And so, I volunteer this week, next week, and then shop at the sale too because of the proceeds. So either way is a great way to support us.
All right.
So cool.
Yeah.
Wow. So yes, very robust month to say the least.
Very robust month. June is super busy for us and such a fun month and so many activities and just it's great opportunities.
Absolutely. And I know last time you were here, you had talked about the Ideas Grant that you just recently won, which again, congrats on that.
Thank you.
So any more updates or progress on that?
Yeah. So we've met with the city of Northfield, Mayor Zweifel and Ben Martag and Melissa Hansen and Jake Riley. They were all in the meeting. And so city of Northfield, as always, is super supportive of NUI and what we're trying to do. And we just talked about what was possible on that lot and the things and steps we needed to take. But we've been in conversations with them partnering on grants. We have to do soil studies. And even though we're not part of the historic district, we're still in the commercial district. Mm. And so there's some opportunities for funding.
Sure.
So we're looking at those grants now. Jeff McLaughlin, our lead volunteer on the project that's done so much for us already, actually met this week to talk about a specific grant opportunity that would be for the project. And then we're meeting with Rebound next week. Our board treasurer is Matt Ganter. And so he works for Rebound. Mm-hmm. And so he'll be a great liaison on the project between how he's already involved so much at NUI and then his role there. So yeah, lots of movement, lots of things happening kind of behind the scenes.
Yeah, yeah.
Sure.
Absolutely. Cool. Yeah. Well, anything else you'd like to share with us before we wrap things up here?
No, just thank you for having me on. Thank you for the continued support. Thank you to the community. Just so grateful.
And you can always go to, it's northfieldunionofyouth.org, right?
Unionofyouth.org.
Okay.
Yep. Unionofyouth.org.
All right. And you can find information there. Donate.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Donate. I will also just kind of plug this. We're hiring for two positions right now.
Oh, sure.
And we're looking for an art coordinator. Mm-hmm. So Trinity, 3 years of incredible service at NUI, is moving to Duluth. Just graduated high school, just got engaged to her girlfriend. And so moving on to Duluth. So we're really looking for an incredible youth advocate art coordinator for the Key. And we're looking for a housing program manager.
Okay.
So just kind of throw that out there. And there is more information also on our website about that.
Gotcha. Housing program manager is not a, doesn't sound like a small undertaking.
It is not.
Yeah. Yeah. What are you looking for in a housing manager?
Yeah. So they would oversee all of our housing initiatives. So okay. Wallflower Project, our host home model,
yeah.
Wallflower House, our transitional home, and then emergency shelter for emergency placements.
Right. Gotcha. Cool. And these are both full-time positions?
Both are full-time positions with benefits. Mm-hmm. And so great opportunities.
Fantastic.
To get involved.
All right.
Thank you.
Well, thank you, Kelly, for coming on. We always appreciate your monthly updates.
Thank you. Yeah.